And we dwell with you, O God. We dwell in you, O Father. We seek you, O God. We seek your face early on the morning, O God. We go to the secret place, O God.
Le bokoshi kariya andara namasya brakhuriya tatanda dikiya. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Oh, mighty God, be thou exalted this morning, God, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, oh God, and the King of Glory shall come in. We declare that you are the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. That God opens up with a declaration that God has absolute ownership of everything. Before we can address gates and hearts and everything else, we got to establish that his authority is already settled. He is already God. God does not request entry into what he already, what already belongs to him. He asserts his jurisdiction. It says that he founded it upon the sea. And what that points to is mastery over all chaos. And there is much chaos all around us. But in ancient thought, seas, they symbolize disorder and instability. God's rule, we want to understand as we pray this morning, that his rule is not threatened by the instability of these world systems, because these systems are coming down. He builds on it. Come on. So when we pray, we got to pray from that framework that God builds on the instability of these systems. He frames the rest of that psalm by saying to us, glory enters places that are already claimed. Come on. Talk to me this morning. Glory enters places that are already claimed, even when they appear disorder. We're getting ready to pray in the name of ownership. We're getting ready to pray in the name of God owns it all. Father, we acknowledge that every space you occupy, every space you occupy, it already belongs to you. Our lives, our callings, our resources, our regions, they are not self-owned territories. And we repent this morning, oh God. We repent for acting as stewards without submission. And we reestablish your jurisdiction in the name of Jesus over every area of, Lord God, our lives, oh God. Lord God, you are creator. You are the rightful owner of all things. And we come into agreement with what you have already declared. The earth is yours, and everything that fills it exists under your authority. Nothing we steward, oh God, originated from our own power or wisdom, our lives, our assignments, our resources, and our influence are held in trust, oh God. We realign our understanding of ownership so that stewardship is once again rooted in submission rather than in control. We repent for every place where familiarity, oh God, diminishes your reverence. Lord God, we acknowledge the moments where we function as decision makers apart from your counsel, oh God, where we assume autonomy, God, in areas you never relinquished to us, oh God. Forgive us for managing what we were meant to govern under your rule, Father. Restore a posture of yielded stewardship, Father, that honors your jurisdiction, oh God. God, reestablish your authority over the spaces we occupy in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray that you would take full dominion over our minds, Lord God, where narratives of self-sufficiency have competed with you, Father. Take full dominion over our hearts, oh God. Oh God, take full dominion, oh God, where fear, Lord God, where ambition, Lord God, where misplaced loyalty have shaped choices more than obedience. Take full dominion, God, over our households. Take full dominion, God, over our ministries. Take full dominion, Father, over our finances. Take full dominion over our regions, oh God. Let no area remain mislabeled, God, as our own personal territory. Lord God, we declare today covenant ground, covenant ground, covenant ground, covenant ground, covenant ground. We renounce false ownership, oh God. We renounce, Lord God, false agreements, both spoken and unspoken. And we sever alignment, God, with systems that taught us to protect what you've asked us to surrender. God, we're praying this morning, oh God, Lord God, that anything that we are aligned with, Father, any system that we are aligned with, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, we're praying, Lord God, that whatever you ask us to surrender, Lord God, we will not protect. In the name of Jesus, we release control, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we trust your governance today, where you have built, oh God, where we have built, Lord God, without permission. We're praying, Lord God, that you dismantle with mercy, that you dismantle with mercy. You dismantle with mercy, Father. Whatever we build without your permission, dismantle it with mercy, Father, where we have withheld access. We're praying this morning that you would correct it without delay, Father. Mark every domain of our stewardship with your name. Mark every domain of our stewardship with your name. May your name be on everything, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you have placed under our dominion, Father. In the name of Jesus, let our environment reflect that you are not a guest, but you are Lord. And we establish your rule, Lord God, so deeply that our decisions, that our rhythms, that our priorities bear witness to your reign. We yield fully, O God, in the name of Jesus. We yield fully, Father, in the name of Jesus. We yield fully, Father, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 24:3, it says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? It says, who shall, for those that are following me this morning, we're in Psalm 24 this morning. This is where the Lord has us this morning. Psalm 24:3, what does it say? It says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Come on. Ascension implies proximity. Come on. When we're talking about ascending, that implies that we have proximity not only with God, but that God has given us a responsibility. The hill of the Lord is not a place for people that are onlookers. The hill of the Lord is not a place for people that just want to watch. It is for those who carry weight. Come on. I need you to hear that this morning. Access to God is offered freely, but access to his governance is conditional. I'll say that one more time. For those that are in the back, access to God is offered to all of us freely, but access to his governance is conditional. The question is not who is invited. The question is Who is prepared? Come on. We're standing in his holy place. And if we're standing in his holy place, that's going to require something from us. What does it require? Yes. Alignment with his nature. So as we continue to pray into this psalm on this morning, and we talk about who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, we're not just reciting something we read. We want to have full understanding of what is being said here. We want to pray into this on this morning for our readiness, for God to recalibrate our understanding of access, but that we remove the entitlement, We remove the entitlement from our posture. Teach us the difference between being welcomed and being trusted. That's what we're getting ready to pray right now. So let's pray into that on this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the recalibration on today. We thank you, Lord God, that you're removing, Lord God, the entitlement, oh God, from our posture, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for this morning, oh God, that we don't just have access to you and your presence, God, but we have been trusted with your authority, Father. God, I thank you, oh God, on this morning, oh God, that your presence is freely given to us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we are acknowledging, oh God, that your authority is entrusted, oh God, to us, Father. So we're praying this morning that you would strip from us every trace of entitlement that presumes proximity without preparation or influence without responsibility, Father. God, teach us to discern the difference, oh God. Hallelujah. Teach us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that being trusted with your authority is a privilege of proximity, Father. It's a privilege, oh God, of trust, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, where we have sought affirmation before formation, Father, correct our expectations now. Correct our expectations, God, where we have desired function without the refinement. Lord God, where we loathe being refined, Lord God, but we want to function, Father, we pray that you reorder our priorities, Father. Examine our posture this morning, oh God, as we approach you, examine our posture. Expose any haste, oh God, that bypasses process, Father. Remove the need to be seen in us. Remove the need to be heard or validated, oh God, before you have completed the work of readiness within us. We're praying, oh God, that you would train us to value preparation. Train us to value our process, oh God. Train us to embrace, oh God, hallelujah, and love what you love, oh God. Father, thank you, Lord God, for refining our character, Father. Lord God, train us to value obedience, oh God. We want to value obedience over opportunity, oh God. We want to honor God's faithfulness, God, more than we do visibility, God. Prepare us to ascend. Prepare us to ascend, Father. Form us, oh God, the discipline that we need, oh God, the discipline that is required to stand in holy places without compromise. Teach us, oh God, to carry weight, oh God, and responsibility without the fear, without the pride, without the arrogance, oh God. Let our access, oh God, be marked by reverence. Let our access be marked by restraint, be marked by submission to your timing. We yield our pace to your process. We yield our pace to your process. We yield our pace to your process. I hear in the spirit that some of you are trying to rush past God. Some of you are trying to rush past God because you want something so bad. You're trying to rush past the pace of God, and he wants us to yield our pace to his process. We've got to yield what we desire to God's timing. Come on. We got to yield it. And so we pray this morning, hallelujah, that our pace is in sync with your process, oh God, that you're shaping us into vessels that can be trusted. God, we're shaping us into vessels that are ready, but they're ready by your process, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, on this morning, oh God, that when you grant authority, God, that it rests on our foundation, oh God. And as we are being fully prepared, Father, as we are being fully, Lord God, readied, oh God, for your process and your for your purpose, as we're being ready for your purpose, oh God, Father, we yield ourselves this morning. We yield ourselves this morning. We yield ourselves this morning to your will and to your way, in the name name of Jesus. Psalm 24 and 4 says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. The next verse says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. That's pretty self-explanatory. Clean hands. Come on, that means that external conduct, that external behavior, it's got to be clean. We cannot be around here saying we love the Lord, saying that we serve him, going to church, going to Bible study, doing all the things, and yet our behavior is still not in alignment. We cannot use in 2026 the excuse that God is still working on me. Come on, let him work. Let him do the work. Come on and work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You got to do it. Come on, we all got to do it. Pure heart, it speaks to that internal allegiance. Who do you really on the inside, not on the, not what you say, but internally, where does your allegiance lie? You got to have a pure heart, and that speaks to your internal allegiance. Scripture always addresses both. It always addresses the heart and the hands. Spiritual authority, it begins to collapse when our private devotion, it contradicts our public action. And I know that within this 60 for 60, that God is addressing these things because he does not want us as his church to contradict what we say with what we actually do. And so when you read, has not lifted up his soul to what is false, that is addressing misaligned desire. Glory does not dwell where our desire is fragmented. You know, sometimes we're fragmented on the inside. We want God, but we're still fragmented. We're still indecisive on the inside. That's what that deals with. But truth is not only doctrinal. We got to understand that truth is directional. So as we continue to pray into this particular verse, he who has clean hands and pure hearts, we want to ask the Lord here to search us fully, to expose any inconsistency in us. Now, we're not looking for condemnation. God is not condemning us. Come on, condemnation and conviction is two different things. If you start going into a pity party, if you start going into guilt and shame, you know that's coming from hell. God does not condemn us. God convicts us to bring us to a place of a place of where we'll turn towards him and trust him and to know that he is able to do in us what we can't do for ourselves, right? And so we're going to pray into this that God would search us fully, that he would expose any inconsistency, and where our actions and our motives are misaligned, he's going to bring correction to us. Amen. Are we in agreement this morning?
Yes, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. So let's pray that on this morning. Father, we thank you that you are purifying our desires, that you are restoring integrity, oh God. Hallelujah. Integrity that can bear weight, oh God. Search us this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. We know that when you search us, you're not coming to shame us. You're coming to make us whole. So examine the places that we've avoided. Examine the motives, oh God, that we've left unexamined, oh God. Shine your light into our inner life, oh God. Shine your light, oh God, with so much precision and mercy, God. Expose inconsistency without condemnation, oh God. Reveal misalignment, oh God. Let truth come today, Father. Let truth bring clarity, Lord God, where our actions and our motives, they don't agree. Bring correction, Lord God, that heals, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying this morning that you would confront patterns that appear righteous outwardly, but they're driven by fear. They're driven by control. They're driven by self-preservation, oh God, beneath the surface, where our words sound faithful, but our decisions reveal that we've got divided loyalty. Bring us back to coherence, Father. Bring us back to coherence, God. Purify our desires, oh God. Reorder our longings so that obedience is not forced, but it's formed by love. Remove our appetite for recognition. Remove the appetite for influence or outcomes that bypass your will. God, replace it with a hunger for faithfulness, oh God, that remains even when unseen and unrewarded, oh God. Father, restore integrity that can bear weight, God. Build us, build within us a consistency for character, Lord God, that does not fracture under pressure or shift with audience, oh God. Let our private devotion sustain our public obedience, Father. Align our thoughts, align our intentions, align our actions so that what we carry does not collapse, oh God. Oh God, we pray this morning that you would bring us into agreement with you at every level. Oh God, let alignment become our protection, Father. Lord God, let alignment become our protection. Let integrity, Lord God, be our witness, so that when authority is entrusted to us, it rests on a foundation that reflects your nature, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. I'm going to do this last one, Psalm 24, 5 through 6 on this morning. It says, he will receive blessings from the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're following on this morning, it says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. For those that just jumped on this morning, we are in Psalm 24. This is what the Lord had sprung up in my heart this morning. That Psalm just kept coming forth, Psalm 24, on this morning. And so I'm right there in Psalm 24, 5 and 6 that says he will receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Blessing here is not material increase.
Right.
That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about divine endorsement. Divine endorsement. Righteousness, hear this. Righteousness, we are the righteousness of God through who? Christ Jesus. Okay? Yeah. Righteousness is not self-produced. We are righteous only because of Christ Jesus. God, you got it? It is received from God when alignment is present.
Yes, God.
It is received. I got to pause there. It is received from God when alignment is present. This is the generation of those who what? Seek him.
Seek him.
That's what it says. Okay? So that signals what? Continuity. God forms lineages of alignment.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So seeking is a disciplined pursuit that reshapes our identity. So as we pray lastly in this vein, and we can continue on with the rest of the verses where we go into lift up your heads, O ye gates. But let's stay right here on this morning where we establish that if God is establishing us as a generation that seeks him, we've got to be marked by our pursuit. We can't be marked by any type of performance. We can't be marked by anything that is fraudulent, that's pretentious, that looks the part but does not actually, in the inside, it's not really a thing, right? So we're praying on this morning that he establishes us as a generation that is marked by pursuit. Let's pray that out on this morning as we close in prayer. Father, we thank you over this morning, oh God, that you've established us. Hallelujah. And we are, Lord God, a generation that is marked by pursuit. Come on, pray with me. Let our obedience, oh God, become a witness, Father. Let righteousness, oh God, be received, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because of our alignment, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, feel, oh God, what you are forming, oh God, so it outlives me, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we're praying on this morning, oh God, that you free us from the pressure to prove faithfulness, oh God, through the things that we display, but that you anchor our identity in obedience, oh God, that flows from our relationship with you, Father. Let our obedience, God, become a witness, God. May our consistency, Father, may it speak louder, Lord God, than any declaration, Lord God, that we can make. Our lives, Lord God, so that faithfulness is visible in how we steward our time, Father, how we honor covenant, God, how we respond under pressure, God. Let those observe us encounter not the perfection of this world, but the perfection of the scriptures, where you are maturing us, oh God, by authenticity, oh God, that is grounded in truth and reverence for you, God. Teach us, oh God, to receive righteousness, oh God. We don't want to fabricate it, oh God. Remove every impulse to self-justify, to self-protect, to self-exalt, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let us, God, rest in what you, Lord God, in what, hallelujah, God, what you've imparted, oh God. Let that rest in us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where we have relied on efforts to produce what only grace can supply. Bring us back into trust. God, let righteousness, God, be worn as a gift, oh God. Seal what you are forming within us, Father. Train us to receive righteousness, oh God. God, dislodge every tendency to perform holiness. Oh God, we don't want to perform holiness, oh God. Father, may it be secured in us. Strip away self-reliance. Strip away self-reliance that attempts to appear righteous, oh God, while it's really just remaining internally exhausted. Oh God, teach us to rest in what you impart, to stand clothed in what you provide, oh God. Teach us to live from grace, oh God, rather than striving. Let righteousness shape our posture, oh God, before it shapes our actions. We're praying this morning that you are sealing what you are forming so it is not lost, oh God, to time. Seal what you are forming so it is not lost to pressure, so it's not lost to compromise. Establish within us patterns of faith that endure beyond trends and movements. Let what you are shaping now, God, mature into legacy. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, protect this inheritance from dilution. Lord God, delusion, oh God, from dilution, oh God, from distortion, Father, from premature exposure. Allow it to deepen, oh God, until it is strong enough to sustain others, oh God. Let our pursuit become a pathway for generations that have not been seen, oh God. May our faithfulness establish markers of truth that others can follow, oh God, without confusion. Anchor what you are building in us so firmly, Lord God, that it outlives our voices, Lord God, that it outlives our platforms, that it outlives our years, God. Let inheritance, oh God, be the true measure of what remains, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we want what we are building to outlast us. We want our grandchildren and great-grandchildren that we may not see in this life. We want them to be able to feel the effects of what their grandmother or their grandfather did that they didn't even know. That we want our great-grandchildren and we want our lineage, spiritual and natural, to feel the effects of what we are doing in this age. We want our great-grandchildren and their children and their children to feel the impact of what the Lord allowed us to shift in our generation. We want our lineage to be able to know that their grandmother or their grandfather stood up against evil and did not bow to the gods of this world, but stood for Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want them to be impacted by our obedience, Father. What you are building in us, it is established, and it shall outlive us. It shall outlive our voice. It shall outlive our ministry. It shall outlive everything that we are establishing. We thank you, Lord God, that there shall be an inheritance that will be the true measure of what remains, Father, in the name of Jesus. I am a part of the generation that's being defined by pursuit. I am a part of the generation that is sustained. I am part of the generation that is disciplined. I am a part of the generation that's undistracted. Let that be your mantra on today, that you are a part of the generation that's being defined by pursuit, that is being sustained, that is being disciplined, that is undistracted. Hallelujah. That is a part of the covenant, that is obedient. You are a part of a generation that is aligned, not just with the eloquent speech, but that is aligned. Your patterns are aligned. Your decisions are aligned. Your responses are aligned. You are consistent. Come on, listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying on this morning. You are marked by obedience, and that you handle authority with trust. Trust in who? In the Lord. Not in your own efforts. Not in your own intelligence. Not in the books that you read. Come on. We're not diminishing books. We're not diminishing knowledge. But without wisdom, knowledge will kill you. Knowledge will destroy you. Knowledge will walk you down a dark road. You need both. You need the wisdom to be able to handle the knowledge. And we are a part of a generation that's being trained through our pursuit in Christ. Us getting on here every morning and every afternoon and pursuing God in the evening is not about feeling holy. Mm-hmm. It is about being holy. It is about staying in alignment with the righteousness of Christ. So let your pursuit be one that can be sustained. It can be disciplined. It can be undistracted. It cannot be pulled to and fro because you've been steadied by the Spirit of the living God. I want to give way to the prophets this morning if they would like to come. If they would like to come on this morning, I want to give way to Prophet Zeporia, Prophet DeMarcus on this morning. Apostle Fash, if you're here, you are able and you're able to come. I want to give way to what you've heard the Lord say on this morning to you.
Amen. Glory to God. When this year entered in 2026, and the Lord had me to sit aside and he began to share with me what my year should look like. And the first thing he said to me was, this quarter is a quarter of alignment. And this morning when I woke up, the scripture that popped in my mind was scripture that says, let all things be done decently and in order. And the Lord reiterated before I got online, this, remember, this is a quarter for alignment. And as I began to pray, as we were praying more into our assignment this morning, he said that, again, this is a quarter for alignment, for vision, for leadership, for structure, and our assignment are coming into divine order. And the Lord says that what has been fragmented is being unified. And what has been delayed is now accelerating, but through obedience. What has been delayed is now accelerating, but through obedience. And he says that we are moving from revelation to execution. We are moving from intention to precision. And heaven and earth are coming into agreement over us. And so I decree this morning that we are aligned in spirit. We are aligned in leadership. We are aligned in timing. Again, this is our quarter now for alignment. And that's the word of the Lord.
I received that on this morning. I absolutely received that on this morning. And I pray that everyone on this line receives that. Do you feel the alignment? And I know that for some of us, we don't see or we don't feel when we cross over, we don't feel that alignment sometimes. But I feel, I don't just see it. I feel the alignment of God as we crossed over into this Gregorian year. And many of us know that we had crossed over in the biblical year of 5786 back in September. And I felt the shift then. But there is something about this Gregorian year that I feel such a great shift on the inside of me that it has brought me into a deeper, deeper place with God. Do you feel that alignment? Hallelujah. Do you feel the adjustment that is happening? It's like very slow, refining adjustments. They're not big. You don't feel them in a big way. You feel them in a very small, very nudges and just corrections, just but very small refinements. And I think that smaller refinements hit that flesh even more than the bigger ones do. Amen. So I received that on this morning, and I pray that you do as well. If Prophet Zeporia is here, Apostle Fash is here, the line is released to you this morning.
Good morning. Grace and peace. put forth this morning, but just during the time so far of the 60-60, I keep sensing that the Lord has really been highlighting, as you said, and even as Prophet DeMarcus said, the alignment. But I can sense that there is a greater pruning. There's a pricking away of the things that were laid dormant, but they were not great, but they nudged every now and then, and that nudging kept us from fully coming into the fullness of God, the fullness that He has for us. And that even with that alignment, what I heard the Lord just kept saying today, and He has said it before, is that where we have expressed ourselves, or we have came from a place of revelation or settled in the place of revelation, that God is doing the inner workings. He is perfecting the inner workings, because we have gone from the time of revelation to unveiling. That there was a time when the things of God even in us were to be revealed. But there is a unveiling of the Lord and the things of the Lord within His people that only He can uncover. That even though many things were revealed and were opened up, that we are coming into a time of the unveiling, where God will draw back the curtains, and what remains is what He has purified. What remains is what has been submitted unto Him. What remains is what has been tested and found to be trustworthy. And God said that this is actually where we are. It's a lot of things that, even though when you said, do you feel the change, do you sense it? And God said, even in it, those small little things that are correcting, they are critiquing, they are pruning us. It is so that what remains is in full agreement with heaven concerning His people, where we no longer only are marked by revelation, but we are known by the unveiling of the hand of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We are known by the hand of God. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you for that release, Prophet. Apostle Fash, if you're here, you would like to come, please come forth now. Thank you, Father.
Good morning, Apostle.
Amen. Glory be to God. It is raining here in Miami. I'm not sure where everyone is located, but it is raining. It's not a heavy rain. It's a light rain on this morning. And, you know, rain represents provision. It represents renewal and cleansing. But it also represents a divine response. I got up this morning to the rain, and I knew that it wasn't just raining for the sake of rain, meaning, you know, it's a natural process. We know that. And it attends to the plants, and it attends to rain, attends to all creation. We know that. But the timing of the rain, early morning rain, before your city starts to get really, really active, that's God-initiated movement. We know that January marks beginnings. We heard about alignment this morning. January marks first fruits, right? January marks foundations. It is the month of alignment. Rain in January is suggesting preparatory work. God waters the ground before seeds begin to break open. Get ready for the harvest. It's not storming outside. It's just raining gently. God is bringing about all of the seeds that we have sown in prayer, even up until today. I know you didn't just start praying because we started the 60.
for 60. You were praying before that. I need you to go today and make sure that you still got expectation in the air, because God has sent the rain. That's a sign. That's a sign that there's getting ready to be budding. You're going to see this week something's going to break forth through that ground. Your harvest is en route to you. Let your expectation be in the air on today. We hope to hear you back here at noon. Tell a friend that we're praying at noon today. We're praying together, 60 for 60. We're in overtime. We're at 6:40, but that's all right. Who's counting? We are going to pursue God. Whenever he calls us, we will come. That's my declaration. I pray that it is yours too. We love you. We hope to hear you back here at noon. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.